friends, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. Do you like to listen to music? Well, today's lesson is for you. My name is Anna, and I'm here to help you with your English. Today's topic is entertainment. The title of our lesson is A Jazz Concert. A jazz concert. So, Peter, do you like jazz music?
I do. When I was a kid, I would listen to it on the radio with my dad in his car. Hi, friends. My name is Peter, your other teacher here on the show.
All right, friends. Well, we always start with our read it. So it's time to follow along with Peter right now.
Alex is looking at an advertisement. There is a concert tomorrow night. His favorite jazz band is Little Boss. They are playing at the sports arena tomorrow. Taylor wants to go with him. Does Rob like jazz? He does. But Rob can't go. He has band practice. Alex wants to buy tickets online. Susie wants to go with Alex and Taylor.
Thanks, Peter. Well, friends, I love our entertainment lessons. You can talk about movies, music, and TV shows.
Yeah, entertainment is something that's supposed to be fun. You can say that movies and TVs are entertaining.
And that just means that it's a kind of entertainment. So, friends, what is your favorite kind of entertainment? I love listening to music.
And we'll be talking about music today. But first, we need to learn our key words. Here's Christina for some help.
我们今天的主题是爵士音乐会。首先 ,Alex 正在看音乐会的宣传广告。他说 ,I'm looking at an advertisement. 最后一个字好长 ,advertisement, 广告。这么长的字你要把它拆开来背哦。advertisement, 这样子记就对了。这场音乐会是在明天晚上。There is a concert tomorrow night. 音乐会或者是演唱演奏会就是 concert。Alex 说这个爵士乐团叫做 Little Boss, 是他最喜欢的一个。形容词最喜欢的就是 favorite。Little Boss is his favorite one.乐团就是 band, Little Boss is his favorite jazz band. Rob 也喜欢爵士乐，不过他自己要去乐团的练习，所以没有办法去听。He has band practice, 练习就是 practice.
Hi Alex, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at an advertisement.
What is it for?
It's for a concert. Little Boss is playing.
Oh, I like their music.
The concert is tomorrow night. Do you want to go with me?
I'm free. I'd love to.
Today in Conversation A, Alex and Taylor are in the Jungle Cafe.Alex is looking at something interesting. What is it, Peter?
Well, he's looking at an advertisement. Advertisement is a key word today. An advertisement is something that tells you about something important.
That's right. If a store is having a sale, it will have an advertisement that tells people about it. Then people know to go to the sale.
Exactly. And if a town is having a cool event, they will probably put out an advertisement for it. Now, can you think of an advertisement you have seen today?
That's a good question. I remember I saw an advertisement for a movie. It was on a bus, and it told me a lot about the movie.
That's great, Anna.So, today, Alex is looking at an advertisement, too. Guess what, friends? That's today's Grammar Point. Here's Rebecca for some help.
Hello, friends. If you want to tell someone that you are looking at something, you can use this grammar point. I'm looking at noun. For example, I'm looking at a car. Or I'm looking at the traffic light. Now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. We always learn a lot from you. So today, Alex is looking at an advertisement. What is it for, Peter?
It's for a concert. Have you been to a concert before, everyone? Those are a lot of fun. At a concert, you can hear a lot of great music.
Exactly. I love concerts. I can go see my favorite bands play at concerts. Those are so much fun.
Yeah. So Alex is looking at an advertisement for a concert. Little Boss is playing. And Little Boss is the name of the band. You can know this because in the magazine, the name is in big letters.
That's a great point, Peter. Little Boss is the band that will play. Our lesson says Little Boss is playing. Maybe Christina can help us more with this sentence.
Alex 在看一个音乐会的广告，他说 Little Boss 这个乐团要来表演了。Little Boss is playing。看到这个句型，我们可能会想到现在进行式，因为现在进行式的句型就是 be 动词加现在分词。比如 I'm drinking my coffee， 或者是 He is listening to music， 这些都是现在进行式的表达方式。不过今天 Alex 在看广告，这是一个明天晚上的音乐会，他却说 Little Boss is playing。其实对于未来确定会发生或即将就要发生的事情，也可以用 be 动词加现在分词的形式。换句话说，未来式的句型也可以这样说。比如说今天晚上要去吃法国菜，你可以说 We are having French food tonight， 或者是周末就要飞往曼谷旅游了。They are flying to Bangkok this weekend.
Thanks, Christina. So, Little Boss is playing. Alex wants to go. And he asks if Taylor wants to go with him. What does she say, Anna?
She says, I'm free. And that's today's
calendar phrase.
I'm free.
I'm free. 我有空。
Are you free this Friday?
Yes, I'm free.
Are you free this Saturday?
Yes, I'm free.
Are you free this Sunday?
Yes, I'm free. Why do you ask?
I'm going camping. Would you...
Yes!
Take care of my dog?
Sure.I'd love to.
Oh, thanks. I'm free.
I'm free. 我有空。
Okay, that was a great calendar phrase, everyone. It's time to move on to conversation B. Let's watch.
Rob, do you like jazz?
Yes, I do. Why?
There's a great jazz band playing tomorrow night.
What's their name?
They are called Little Boss.
Where are they playing?
They are playing at the sports arena. Do you want to go?
I can't. I have band practice.
In this conversation, we learned all about a concert. A band that Alex likes is playing tomorrow. Alex and Taylor are free, so they want to go.
Remember, when you are free, that means that you don't have anything to do. So they will go see this concert.
And Alex is asking Rob about it too. First, he asks if Rob likes jazz.Jazz is a kind of music. Anna, do you like jazz?
A little bit, and sometimes I like jazz, but it's not my favorite kind of music. Well, Alex tells Rob about the jazz band playing tomorrow night. A band is a group of people who play music together.
Yeah, a great way to get to know someone is by asking them what their favorite band is. Anna, what is your favorite band, then?
That's a really hard question, Peter. I like so many different kinds of bands. I don't think I can choose one. What about you, Peter?
Well, that is a tough question. I like jazz, so I'll say I like Miles Davis. So, jazz is a very popular kind of music, and that's what kind of band Little Boss is. Now, they're playing tomorrow night. Let's learn more about that pattern with Christina.
Alex 想邀请 Rob 一起去听演奏会。他说 ,There's a great jazz band playing tomorrow night. 句子后面的分词片语 playing tomorrow night 是用来形容前面的 band, 说明演奏会的开演时间。这种句型对初学英文的人可能会比较难一点。我们来多练习一下。请看例句 There are people waiting to see you 有人等着要见你 There is a boy playing with a dog in the park 有一个男孩在公园跟狗玩
Thanks, Christina! So, Little Boss is the band and that band is playing tomorrow night But where are they playing?
They are playing at the sports arena. An arena is a big place where things happen. Sometimes sports games happen at an arena.
Sometimes shows or concerts happen at an arena. France, have you been to an arena before?
Well, this band that Alex wants to see is playing at the sports arena. Alex asks if Rob wants to go too.
But Rob can't go. He has band practice, too. That means that Rob is in a band. Interesting. When you practice, you want to get better at doing something.
That's right, Anna. Well, friends, we have learned a lot so far, and it's always good to take a break while you're learning. So we'll take one right now. Don't go away.
Let's talk.English, 10 minutes every day, that's the way.
Welcome back from break, friends. Alex is looking at something interesting today. It's an advertisement for a jazz band concert.
Yeah, and it's one of his favorite bands, Little Boss. Now, this band is playing at a sports arena. Have you been to a concert, friends?They're really fun, so let's learn more about it in Conversation C.
Alex, what are you doing?
I'm buying tickets online for a concert tomorrow night.
What concert?
My favorite jazz band is playing at the sports arena.
I love jazz music.
Come to the concert with us. Taylor is coming.
Sure.What time is it?
It starts at 8 p.m.
Wow! Alex is really excited for this concert. I'm happy for him. I'm glad he can go to the concert. His favorite jazz band is playing at the sports arena.
I know! This will be a lot of fun for him. It's always exciting to see your favorite band in concert.Favorite is a key word today.
You're right, Peter. Favorite is a great word. Your favorite something is the thing you like the very best. You can have a favorite color, a favorite book, a favorite TV show. So many favorites.
That's right. My favorite jazz musician is Miles Davis. Or is it Oscar Peterson?I can't decide. But, friends, you can ask your friends about their favorite anything. Anna, what's your favorite color?
Hmm. My favorite color changes every year, but right now it's orange.
Okay, orange. So orange is her favorite color. What about your favorite movie? Your favorite food? Oh, your favorite sport? Your favorite TV show?
Peter, calm down. I'll answer your questions, but after the show.
That's my favorite, asking people their favorites.
Well, yeah, that's right. It's fun to talk about favorites. So Alex will get to see his favorite jazz band. He's buying tickets online.
Right, that's a good way to buy a ticket. When you go to see a concert, you have to buy a ticket. You can usually buy tickets online. That's very convenient.
I think so, too. Buying tickets online can save you some time. You don't have to go anywhere to buy the tickets.
That's true. So Alex will go to this concert. He wanted Rob to go, but Rob has band practice tomorrow night. But Taylor is going.
That's true. She's free, so she can go to the concert with Alex. That will be so much fun.
Yeah, that will be great. Well, friends, we've learned a lot, and now it's time for us to review. So here are our key words. Make sure that you say them with us.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Advertisement. Ad. Advertisement. Ad. Claire put a job ad in the newspaper.
Concert. Concert. David's rock concert will be this weekend.
Favorite. Favorite. My favorite color is red.
Band. Band. The band will practice at 7:30 p.m.
Practice. Practice. Band practice is at 3 p.m. All right, friends, those are the keywords. And now let's watch our conversations one last time.
Hi, Alex. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at an advertisement.
What is it for?
It's for a concert. Little Boss is playing.
Oh, I like their music.
The concert is tomorrow night. Do you want to go with me?
I'm free. I'd love to.
Rob, do you like jazz?
Yes, I do. Why?
There's a great jazz band playing tomorrow night.
What's their name?
They are called Little Boss.
Where are they playing?
They are playing at the sports arena. Do you want to go?
I can't. I have band practice.
Alex, what are you doing?
I'm buying tickets online for a concert tomorrow night.
What concert?
My favorite jazz band is playing at the sports arena.
I love jazz music.
Come to the concert with us. Taylor is coming.
Sure. What time is it?
It starts at 8 p.m.
Are you going?
Am I going where?
To the concert.
What concert, Ginger?
There's a big concert at the sports arena.
Ooh, what kind of concert?
It's a music concert, of course. Are you going?
Well, I don't know. I have to find out more about it first.
Oh, you can get tickets online.
Okay, I'll check that out.
My favorite jazz band is playing.
Oh, really? What band is it?
It's called Monkeys Rock.
Well, I've never heard of that band. What kind of music do they play?
Loud music! Really loud! Yeah. Ba 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 ba! Ba da.
All right, friends, it is Monday. That means it's time to answer it. Here is our first question. Where are Alex, Taylor, and Susie going tomorrow night? Where are Alex, Taylor, and Susie going tomorrow night?
You can find the answer to that question in conversation A. They are going to a concert. Here's question number two. What do you buy tickets for? What do you buy tickets for? Let's hear from some of our friends.
What does the monkey man buy tickets for? Well, as you might know, I travel a lot. I explore jungles and rainforests all over the world. So what kind of tickets do you think I would need to do that? Yes, airplane tickets, which are not cheap. And sometimes I need to buy boat tickets to ride down a river or go across a lake. So mostly, I buy tickets to travel.
What do I buy tickets for? Well, I love to travel, but I don't have a car. So I usually have to buy a ticket for a bus or train ride if I want to visit someplace new. When it's the weekend, I like to go to the movies with my friends. We usually have to buy our tickets ahead of time so that we can be sure we get a good seat. I also love to go to concerts. If one of my favorite bands is coming to town, I have to be sure to order my ticket before they are sold out.
What do I buy tickets for? Furniture shows, of course. Have you ever heard of them before? Really? They are great. They have furniture from all around the world and some very old and expensive furniture. I love to look at the different kinds. Some use very valuable wood, too. You see really good work. You should try it sometime.
What do I buy tickets for? Well, I buy tickets for lots of things. I like to go to the movies with my friends from the studio. So we buy tickets. If we buy lots of tickets together, we can get a better price. I also travel a lot, so I buy plane tickets and bus tickets. When I travel to DC to see my family, I buy my ticket very early.
Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you learned a lot of English, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on...
Let's Talk in English!
Goodbye! Goodbye.